New initiative at Hull University is hoping youngsters get bitten by the bug and carve out careers in that very same industry. And Danielle Codd has been finding out more.
Now, if you couldn't tell the difference between a PlayStation and an Xbox, believe me, you're not alone. The world of computer games has certainly moved on since the days of the humble Amstrad. Here at Hull University, students are hoping a venture by Microsoft will give them a head start. The company's given over a number of Xbox 360s, and more importantly, the software to allow students to create their own games. Here's someone in a better position to explain.
My name's Rob Miles. I'm a lecturer in computer science at the University of Hull, and I've been teaching students to program by making them write games. This was previously quite hard because it was hard to get games to run on the game's consoles. But now, if you have an idea and you want to make a game out of it, what this lets you do is go really quickly from the idea to a bit of code that you can run and show your friends and impress your mum.
The university hopes this opportunity will help inspire undergraduates to be innovative and creative, and is the first in the country to include the system in its curriculum. And it's no surprise that it's proving popular with students.
It's really good because it provides a very simple way to get into starting to building games, and you have to know very little, comparatively very little, to actually start building up your own games.
It's cool because it's not all that hard. You get something quite useful out of it, something that nothing else really offers.
Gaming is a multi-million pound industry, and Rob reckons this could be the way for many local students to crack this lucrative market.
We want students to be able to go out into industry and basically do good stuff. And the faster we can get them into using professional tools and doing things on professional devices, the better. And it's great for us and for the games programming students if they can basically target a real machine really early. And that's what this lets us do.
It seems computer science is about to get a whole lot more interesting. And who knows, the next big thing in the computer world may just come out of Hull.
Danielle Codd with that report. 6:14, the headlines this afternoon. Five men have been jailed for...